AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
The death toll from a missile strike on a train station in eastern Ukraine has risen to 50. Photos from the scene show remnants of a rocket with the words "For the Children" painted on it in Russian. The station was crowded with people trying to flee the fighting when the strike happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, accompanied by the Vice President of the United States and Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
A celebration is underway at the White House for Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman to be confirmed as a Supreme Court Justice. But our Sagar Magane reports the event comes as a COVID-19 outbreak hits Washington's political class.
The White House has invited hundreds of dignitaries to the South Lawn, just like Donald Trump's announcement of his last Supreme Court nominee 2 years ago.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
An event that became a virus super spreader. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says that was a different time.
Vaccines weren't available. People were not vaccinated.
And even as the virus hits cabinet members, lawmakers, and White House reporters, Psaki says the administration has stringent protocols in place.
To keep the president safe, to keep everybody safe.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev is again trying to avoid execution, asking the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to consider four constitutional claims not taken up when his death sentence appeal went to the Supreme Court last month. A North Carolina man has become the second member of the Proud Boys to plead guilty to charges in the Capitol riot. Charles Donahue pleaded guilty to conspiracy and assaulting federal officers. In the trial of four men accused of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, jurors say they have reached decisions on several charges but are deadlocked on others. The judge has told them, keep working. Stocks mixed on Wall Street. The Dow and S&P up, the Nasdaq down. Oil prices are up. This is AP News. Major League Baseball opened its season yesterday. In St. Louis, the Cardinals looked strong on the mound and at the plate. Correspondent Mike Reeves.
Tyler O'Neill hits a three-run home run and drives in five in the Cardinals' 9-0 win over the Pirates at Busch Stadium. Nolan Arenado adds a two-run home run and Tommy Edman a solo blast to support Adam Wainwright, who works six innings and allows five hits while striking out six to record the win on opening day.
Today was a special day, obviously, but I mean, that felt like old-school Busch Stadium. You know, fans are back, excited. I mean, that felt like real baseball today. That was really cool.
JT Brubaker gives up four runs in three innings to take the loss. He walks three and fans two. Pittsburgh third baseman Key Brian Hayes leaves the game in the bottom of the first inning with a spasm in his right forearm. Mike Reeves, St. Louis.
13 games in the big leagues today, starting with the Red Sox and Yankees in the Bronx and the White Sox and Tigers in Detroit. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.